Happy New Year! It is officially a new year, and that brings just a lot of thoughts and feelings heading into 2022. It is a new year at our house. We had a funny thing that happened as we were counting down. We made it 9 o'clock p.m. because that was, you know, how it works on the East Coast, and then everyone can go to bed, that sort of thing. That's how it's supposed to work. And so we were looking at the clock and did a great job setting everything up. 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, and we've got down to the winding down clock to about 15 seconds left, got to 5 seconds, and the TV just turned off. One of the members of our family accidentally hit the remote. I'm not going to say who that was, but the good news is the new year is here, no matter what the television says, for sure, and wish you God's blessings heading into that new year. We can also say another greeting this morning. That is Merry Christmas. Thank you, Caleb. We can say Merry Christmas today because we are in the season of Christmas. I know many of you were with family and loved ones over Christmas, so it's good to gather today and just celebrate what Christmas means again. We're going to hear that once again as we take a look at Luke chapter 2 in our reading here this morning. And just good to be together to celebrate the New Year, celebrate Christmas in a very quiet, comforting way here at Peace today. In our service today, there are just a couple things to highlight. The first is that the majority of the service is found in the green hymnal. We're doing the liturgy service today. That is found on page 78, and you'll need to use the hymnal as well as your bulletin, and also look forward for the projection as well as we're going through the service. This is also a service of Holy Communion. So before the service, hopefully you collected a communion package. We'll be celebrating communion seated right where we are all together as a church family. And I think that about does it for the announcements about the service. I did want to highlight a couple just really exciting things happening at Peace that really usher in a new year and new excitement and energy for our church. Yesterday, Diane Crocker led a group of about 21 volunteers, and they assembled about 87 backpacks, packages for those that are in a position of being less fortunate. And those backpacks include about, let's say, $40 to $50 worth of items that can be a blessing to someone to get them through a very tough situation. If you want to find out more about the backpack ministry, I would just say seek out Diane. She'd love to tell you more about it. I would too. I can show you an actual backpack as well. Next week, in a group of individuals from Peace, they're called the Extend Peace Committee. They're going to begin to talk about ways that we can further our blessings to the community around us. And that's going to be exciting. It's something to pray about. We're going to mention it in our prayers today, but also prayers in the weeks ahead. And if you have questions about that group, the Extend Peace Committee, Rick Durling's the person to talk to about that as well. And then finally, I just note that next week our schedule for worship and Bible study is going back to our normal times. So at 9:45, we gather here in the sanctuary for an opening. We're going to start a new adult Sunday school class on forgiveness. A goal this next year is building relationships, having healthy relationships in our families and in our church community. No better place to start than the gift of God's forgiveness and how we can practically play that out in our own lives. And then that's 9:45, and youth also kicks back next Sunday, January 9th. And then at 11 o'clock is our normal worship service here at Peace. Next Sunday's Epiphany Sunday, actually. Are there any other announcements to share here this morning? Okay, Elaine's got one. Yeah, our counters came in and put together all the gifts that were assembled for each person that gave offerings to the church. We have that statement for you. Make sure to pick it up out on the table before you leave church.